Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah.
So
all right. So where's
What are we jumping into?
Well, I mean, we should start. We should start there. We wanted to do this last week after the embarrassment that was First Take and Stephen Stout. Yeah, I just Juice. I know you were. You know, you were kind of like, oh, it, you know, it's not a big deal, brushing it off, whatever. Do you still feel the same way?
Well, before, we also have to talk about the Knicks hiring. So they fired Steve Mills, because it's been over a couple weeks since we got on. They fired Steve Mills, which I want to say on this, that I predicted Fizdale and Mills and Perry to be gone. Once Perry's gone, I hit the trifecta, and you guys owe me a slice of pizza. First of all, hold on. Is Mills really gone, though?
He got a promotion.
You know what it is? Yeah, he's going to be appointed to the sports board when they spin off from the, from when he spins off the sports teams from the entertainment company. But what I really think it is Mills going to have a hard time. I don't know what Mills is going to do. I don't know how old he is. I think they're friends. I think this is his way of keeping him on payroll, but he's going to keep him away from... he's not going to be making big decisions or any decisions, I think, with the Knicks. I think it's a way of keeping his buddy close to him and keeping him on payroll.
I hope not, but this guy, think about how long has he been there for? Like, over 20
forever.
Years, no? Clearly, he has a ton of relationships, friendships, like, I'm sure, really, really good friends that these guys are still going to talk to him, and they're still going to have that input from Mills, and maybe it'll come secondhand from Mills, but I feel like his voice is still going to be heard. If it's through other people getting back,
I just
you got to cut cords. The guy's office, he's still going to be going into the MSG or Penn Plaza every day.
Yeah, like, I mean, I saw something where like the team or staff he's going to be working for oversees the Knicks operations or something like that. I don't know how accurate that is, but
it's they're on a board where they're going to be overseeing Knicks and Rangers. And any, I don't know if there are any more sports other than those two anymore, because I know the Liberty are not with MSG anymore. But I don't think, listen, if they're going to hire a team president, the team president is going to be calling all the shots, and they're gonna bring in a lot of people, all of whom the president and the GM are going to bring in to coach and scout, and there'll be development teams. It's going to be a large group of people. It's a big job bringing Leon Rose in. I think Mills is part of a board where they'll have meetings and he'll collect the check. I really don't think he's going to be around anymore. And they had, I mean, this is part of, now you start the conversation by adding Steve Stout. Steve Stout is very, he's very close with a lot of people, and this, I think, firing Mills had to be done. It all stems from, you know, Dolan. He's very thin-skinned. If the whole arena's chanting, sell the team, the whole firing of Mills, they actually were on a two-game winning streak. So I think that was a recommendation by definitely Steve Stout, but I think it's been in the works for a while. I think they know that all of the fans are not dumb. They realize this guy's picture has been in every press conference with all the failures the Knicks have over the last 20 years. They knew it. His time is up.
I mean, it was a good step. It had to be done. I just wish he went completely just cut the cord completely, but whatever. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely gone, like, from making basketball decisions. I see what you're saying, Paul. Like, what the fuck? Like, if we fucked up at our job, especially for 20 years or 15 years, however long he was involved, we wouldn't have a job. You know what I mean? We'd be thrown on the street. Yet this guy gets, like you said, possibly a promotion. You know, depending on what this role is. So yeah, it's comical.
But, you know, I guess Dolan, in a way, he's loyal to stuff. He's good friends with the guy. So, as long as he stays away from the actual decision-making and doesn't have any input and is not getting in other people's ears to tell other people, fine. You know, I'll be positive now, about it, but we'll see.
To go back to your original question, Steve Stout, that was really, really wrong of him to make a comment about personnel. But I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to say, you know, he was definitely wrong. It was definitely, and I'm sure he apologized or at least spoke to Mike Miller. But the way that interview was set up, and listen, I don't know if MSG set it up or they invited him. Like, Steve Stout is a big name, and now he's definitely in the, his name is in the sports world because he took this job with the Knicks. I watched that interview. It turned into, like, what's your role with the Knicks and how are you going to market or rebrand the Knicks? What does that mean? To just this onslaught of attacking the Knicks for being horrible for the last 20 years, attacking James Dolan. And it got to a point where, you know, probably he should have said no comment, but I think he would have got killed for that too. He definitely misspoke. He shouldn't have said that. And that was wrong.
Well, most of the time when these guys are going on these talk shows, especially show First Take, when you have, you know, personalities like Stephen A. and Kellerman, who their whole entire objective is to get kind of under your skin, make you feel uncomfortable, and get you to say, like, gotcha moment.
Yep.
Like, that's exactly what they do. So, if the Garden wasn't aware that he's on, that's totally irresponsible, because they're supposed to be coaching this guy up. Well, honestly, if he's a brand ambassador, he shouldn't be able to get coached up.
No.
But it's always good to just remind him, hey, don't talk about this. Don't talk about coaching staff or the future. Like, no, that's not just say no comment, whatever. There was clearly no preparation for this. He just, like, winged it, thinking he can handle it, and he can't. Like, so that's not really a good look. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he was sweating.
Hopefully he learned from it going forward. But I still don't know what this guy is doing. What the brand
uniforms?
Whatever uniforms, like
possibly a new logo, that, right? That, even which I'm fine with everything. I mean,
maybe, everything is fine. And the black side.
Yes.
Like Allen Houston was there. That's all you need to do. Yeah. Whatever.
Exactly.
Oh, he was definitely wrong. But if you watch the whole interview, right? He is saying a lot of things that I think all Knicks fans have been wanting for a long time. But again, a lot of people have been saying the supposed right things for years now. One thing I really did like, he's friends with Charles Oakley. And I think as the branding guy and the marketing guy, they want to, bridge the gap between the players in that era of when they were successful. So I don't know. I think I wouldn't be surprised if a little bit down the line, if Charles Oakley would drop his charges against Dolan and the Garden, maybe they can get to a point where they have Charles Oakley night. And I think that would mean a lot to the fans, and it would be a good look for Dolan.
Yeah. Hopefully they can squash that, because it's pretty stupid on both sides.
Yeah, but again, like, you know, what else is Stout been brought in to
what
do?
What is he doing?
Yeah, other than you know, possibly new uniforms, a new logo. Like, what? I'm just, you know, he's probably getting paid a lot of money. And I get it. He's, you know, he's probably helped a lot of companies and, you know, whatever. Didn't he help the Nets out? Yeah, commercial. Didn't he help the Nets out?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was definitely. Where's he from? He's from Queens?
I think he's a New York guy. Dude, Diddy back in the day, because he was a, you know, this guy's a hip-hop.
With a bottle.
Yeah, you know? he smashed a champagne bottle or something over his head at, like, the club. That's, you know, like, this guy was,
yeah,
like,
that's the only reason I knew of him, because I heard about him getting rapped about, getting hit by bottles.
Yeah, he had affiliation with 50 Cent somehow. Like, he's been around forever. He's been mentioned in, like, different rap songs, and I think he's managed certain rap artists, too.
Yeah. Huge, huge marketing company that they've had. They have deals with Apple. He has a deal with AT&T and the NBA. The guy is legit. He's a legit guy. And I, before he got on First Take and misspoke, when I was doing my research on him, the guy knows everybody. And he has relationships with music people, with athletes, with actors. And I think it's all part of, you know, the Knicks are very bad right now, right? And until they win, nothing matters. But in the meantime, I think now there's been a little bit of discontent, and there's, like, hatred toward the team. And I think he was probably brought in to fix some of that so that the Knicks aren't so hated. I don't believe in the notion that, you know, Durant said the Knicks are not cool, so now they hired this guy. I think a lot of it has to do with the Knicks fans not hating James Dolan. And they'll probably do other things, like you mentioned, going back to the old jerseys with the black trim on the side. I think they'll probably change the basketball court back to the original colors.
Yeah, that's true, the court.
He may also try to help and be somebody to bring players in, too.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
I wonder if, like, is he going to be sitting in on meetings when they're making free agent pitches? Steve Stout?
Possibly.
Yeah, probably.
Possibly. I mean, yeah. You know, bringing in,
I would definitely.
Yeah, bring in Leon Rose, who's a power agent, to say the least. You know, kind of like what the Warriors did with Bob Myers and Lakers with Rob Pelinka. You know, I get it. Like, those teams, it's worked for them. You know, so I'm for it. And, you know, having you know, Worldwide Wes, who, you know, was never going to be officially hired by the Knicks. He's, you know, apparently he's never worked for anybody. But having him close to the team is, you know, can't be bad, you know. So let's see how it works out. But, you know, we were here, you know, praising, you know, the Phil Jackson hire, Juice, like you were saying earlier, the Larry Brown hire. I mean, they've done this repeatedly throughout this, you know, 20 years of failure, and it hasn't really worked.
Yeah.
So, you know, here we are today, February 18th, 2020, you know, saying, hey, you know, this could work out because of, you know, this connection, that connection, but I don't know. It remains to be seen.
Yes, it was a random hire, and it seems like it was been in the works for a while, because
it was quick.
What was it? Two days after he got fired, Mills. Rose is, I guess, it's still not official, but it's as official as unofficial it gets. So I knew the name. I don't know the name Leon Rose. I knew he was an agent. I didn't know
he was white.
This guy wanted, I didn't know he wanted to be a president, or he was even like an option. But I haven't heard one bad thing about him, so.
That's true.
Yeah, he's got that going for him. I haven't heard one bad thing.
Yeah, same. So. Same. I haven't heard anything.
I'm interested to see who they're going to bring in for general manager and who they're going to hire for a coach. I think my first choice, actually, believe it or not, it might not be popular, but my first choice would be Jeff Van Gundy. A coach? Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was the coach last time they were good, right? So, well, I mean, you know, 2013, 2014, 54 wins, but last time they were consistently good, I guess you could say, was when Van Gundy was the coach. I'd be okay with it, to be honest with you.
I'd be okay. Yeah. I just don't know, like, in his era, what he would be like. I'm sure he's a smart guy and he can adapt. He coached the USA team, so he's had some recent coaching.
Right.
But I don't know how much he would have. I don't know. But he's a smart guy, so he'd be able to figure out.
Yeah. And as far as, like, GM, I don't think it's that big of a deal who the GM is. Because Leon Rose seems to be able to...
No.
He's got connections. I bet they'll keep Scott Perry on the staff because that article...
And Mike Miller. And Miller,
and too. Miller, yeah. I think they're going to keep him on the staff, too. Because, you know, Scott Perry and Worldwide West, they go way back. Like, that article from 07, that GQ article, he, you know, when he was trying to impress Barbosa, you know, he was calling Jay-Z, he was calling Jordan, and then he called Scott Perry out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, he was just mentioning the article. It's like, whoa, okay. So, there's a connection right there. So, he'll probably stay on. So, I don't think it's a huge deal who the GM is. You know, it's just...
The team has been bad for so many years. I bring everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bring all the smart people that you can get to figure this out, because you know they've been bad for so long. Our fans still show up. They're still so passionate. We're just thirsty. We're dying for some basketball relevance.
Come on.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind hire Jeff Van Gundy, hire Thibs, and hire Mark Jackson. Get them all on the payroll. There's
yeah,
no salary cap.
Yeah, why not?
And bring back Herb Williams.
The god.
Not the same without big Herb Williams.
Oh, I know. He was the god assistant coach. You know, good old Herb. But, yeah, I mean, we've reached a point now where the Knicks winning the championship is probably the most important championship in sports, right? For a while it was the Red Sox, then it was the Cubs. And I know, you know, it was because of like a drought thing, and I know the Knicks don't have nearly the drought that those teams did, but just what they've created,
yeah,
and with the reputation, you know, them winning it one day, you know, that's just going to be huge, to say the least.
The Knicks and maybe Notre Dame football, right?
Oh, when's the last time they won it? 80s, right?
Yeah, maybe like really early 90s, like 91 or maybe 89.
Or I think it was 89
like
or something.
Like,
yeah, they're a really good team. I think they're undefeated.
Lou Holtz. Been about a while. Yeah. UCLA. But yeah, Knicks, I don't think anyone's really, really, what that would mean for the NBA. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's it. So I mean, they're still the most valuable team in basketball in the world. They're, I think, fifth most valuable sports franchise in the world, which is crazy. It's just crazy.
Get it out! Yeah, the Garden, man.
4.6
billion. Juice's boy is a business magician. So good, James.
Oh, man. Now, if this whole experiment fails, does he inevitably sell? Is this it? Is this like the last hurrah for Jimmy Dolan?
This guy's ego... He's gonna die with this team, for sure.
Yeah, you're right.
100%.
You're right.
He's never selling though. Ever. It's just think of it from a business standpoint. You have an asset that every year, no matter what the result is, the asset is delivering higher and higher returns. They're still making money, and it's growing in profitability. But I think last year, a year and a half ago, they were worth $4 billion. Now it's 4.4 or 4.6. I always said if somebody offered $5 billion, it's still not enough, because by next year or by 2 years from now, guess what? They're going to be $5 billion. Wait, and now this team is trash. Wait till they're
average.
Not yet. Maybe wait till they're average, or maybe they're fighting for a top four seed in the East. They're going to be over. It doesn't matter how many wins or losses, they just keep growing and growing. So why would anybody sell? You're going to hold on until you cap out. And right now, basketball is so popular, it's never going to cap out. People still go to the games.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. It is crazy. The Knicks fans are the best in the world. They really are. I'll debate anyone on that. I mean, the fact that they've been so bad and the fans are still so diehard and still stick with them and still go out to the games and cheer like they're in the playoffs. It's really like I mean, look at us three. We're diehards, and like, there's nights where like we won't even watch the game because we're so frustrated. Meanwhile, you know, you go on Twitter and like these guys are just living and dying with like every fucking second, and I'm just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
you know.
But you know what? I think I know as much as you guys hate James Dolan. He's not.
Yes, we do.
He's not like the Wilpons who owns the Mets, who they just won't spend. This guy James Dolan, it's a combination of the worst luck, and it's also his incompetence too. But he always is spending top dollar for what he thinks is going to be a solution that's going to put us over the edge and finally lead us into the right path, whether it be Phil Jackson or Larry Brown, or even before we knew Isaiah was a disaster, bringing in Hall of Famer Isaiah Thomas, trying to pay players to come here. You know what I mean? So it's definitely not cheap hiring Steve Stout. It's definitely not cheap. John Rose has a net worth of over $100 million already without this. So God knows what's paying Leon Rose. Whoever coaches this team, whether it be Jay Wright or Thibs or Jeff Van Gundy, guess what? They're going to have some insane contracts. He's going to cut the checks. He's always going to do that. And he's going to try. I don't think he wants to lose. He doesn't want the fans to mention his name.
Yeah. And he definitely doesn't want.
I mean, he's always spent the money. Oh my God, the Wilpons. If I was a Mets fan, they are terrible.
Yeah,
they're the worst.
They're pretty bad. They are pretty bad.
They're the worst. I think Woody, the Jets, the Johnson, they would spend money. They've spent money before. They're not really cheap, but there's a cap. So baseball has no cap. They have no excuse not to spend money.
Right.
And if the Madoff thing really screwed him up that much, then sell the team to this freaking guy who just was about to take over, and then you blew that. So,
Now A-Rod's interested. How cool would that be if A-Rod and, you know, he can't, you know, outright just hand buy it.
Think about how insane that is. The real life Bobby Axelrod from Billions bought the Mets and then said, these owners are fucking crazy. Get the fuck out of here. And
if that happened in Billions, I wouldn't believe it. I'd be like, this is so unbelievable and stupid. But it happened.
It happened, yeah.
It really happened.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Or think of it this way: how much? And we're not Mets fans, but you know, for all the people that hate James Dolan or all the people that complain about Woody Johnson, imagine they actually sold and the deal was done, and then a couple weeks later, the person backs out because the original owner just crazy or cheap or incompetent or the deal just sucks.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Oh man, yeah, we'd be going crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely bonkers.
Yes, sir.
So what else is new? Knicks. Okay. Now we've got to wait and see.
Well,
wait till they hire GM.
Pretty much the season's, I mean, the rest of the season's over. I know they went on that like 4-game winning streak, and then they lost the last two before the All-Star break. And let's be honest, let's not get our hopes up. They're not making the playoffs. I mean, they need a miracle. To turn this thing around. The team is just, it doesn't really make much sense. I wish, I'm not going to get into the roster, but, you know, Juice, you were sending some mock drafts, and Paul, obviously you're the Paul Strader. You know a lot of guys in the draft and whatnot, and it's not a great draft.
No, stinks.
So...
But does it stink if you get a top 3 pick? Because I think you're going to be in the lottery for the top 5.
I really don't see a difference. You have just as good of a chance getting the top player in this draft at like 15 as you do 1. There's no like surefire even like starter to me in this draft.
So what I was getting at, I watched a 10-minute highlight video of, yes, you guessed it, LaMelo Ball today. And
oh, jeez.
I'm sold.
He's good.
But what is he? First of all, what position does he play?
Okay,
he can't really shoot either.
Yeah, he can. Oh my God! So
no. From his highlight tape, I'm telling you, that's like a big weakness for him, shooting, especially from distance.
He was hitting bombs. I mean, he's 6'8". First off, did you know LaMelo Ball is 6'8"? I just found this out today.
He's a big kid.
I know he's that
tall. He's lanky, yeah.
Yeah, I know he's that tall. He's got crazy range. You know, he's athletic. He can pass. You know, he's a playmaker. I mean, he's fun to watch. He's like a taller Trae Young, to be honest with you. I don't know how his defense is, but if it's like Lonzo's, it's good. Lonzo's a good defender.
I
don't know.
Bar in New York.
Yeah, and just like, how fun would that be? You know what I mean? Like, I think he'd be good. I think he's going to be a good NBA player.
I think he'll be good. He's not really changing your franchise. That's not his fault. It's just a weak draft, which is annoying. Because this will be the year we get the number one pick, guaranteed.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Do yourself a favor. Watch a LaMelo Ball highlight tape. I was pleasantly surprised.
I've seen him. I've seen him play live. I don't like the highlight tapes. I like watching him like live, like in an actual game.
I'm a fan of Lonzo. I think Lonzo. These guys are still young. People quit on him too early.
I like Lonzo.
Lonzo's good.
They just need to accumulate as much talent and assets as they can, and then figure it out. Because if this draft is weak or weaker, maybe they could trade. They have a lot of picks. They have 3 picks in the top 35. You know, you can do a lot of stuff. You can bring in a vet who you think is really good at point guard. Or, you know, they have some flexibility, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Knicks.
Yeah, we'll get into that. You know, as we get closer to draft and off season and all that good ish. What else did we want to talk about?
Ice cream. All-Star game.
All-Star game. So
So
it was actually a pretty. It seemed like a pretty successful weekend. Why is it called the Elam ending? I know it's named after this Elam guy, but like
Elam,
whatever. Like, I don't understand it. Like, this
he's
guy,
like a mathematician.
But like, why 157? Why was that number significant? Why?
No. So here's the thing. Okay. It's 157 because it was the first one to score. All right. So you're the closest one. Like, who's ever winning? They have to score 24 points, I think, or something like that.
Yeah. So they accumulate.
So if they have 133, it's 133 to 128. Okay, the team has 133. They have to get up 24, and then the other team, you know, they obviously need to get to 157 first, more points. But they do that in the. You seen like the throw? What is it? The throwback tournament, the college, like the old college teams, the TBT tournament.
Okay,
they do the Elam ending. They've been doing that. You know, the ones for like the 2 million, and the games are nuts. Like, it's crazy intense at the end. It's really cool. Like Josh was saying, it's like a big time like pickup game, but like everyone playing, like there's a ton of stuff on the line. So
yeah,
cool.
I thought it was really cool. I mean, you had the 10 or 10 of the best players in the world just like going like hard, like game 7 hard, you know, in an all-star game. So I'm with it. I'll do that every year.
Yeah, I mean, I wish the NFL could do something like cool. But
for the Pro Bowl, I know. Joke. How do you save the Pro Bowl? Ugh, I don't think
you can. You really can't.
You can't. But yeah,
the football tough because of injury. You're just, you know, they can't go hard because somebody breaks their leg or messes up their knee. Then it's like, okay, that happened during fun Pro Bowl game. Meaningless.
Right.
Yeah, it's stupid. They should just scrap it, to be honest, and just do like fun contest or something.
Yeah.
But to me, the best part of the game was watching these really, you know, the best players in the league, but really going at each other. Giannis and LeBron had a thing where, you know, they were really, and you could tell it wasn't
it wasn't friendly at all. It was kind of like, who's the top dog?
No, I enjoyed it. It was cool to watch. Even Kawhi, who barely even likes winning MVP of the NBA Finals, he was like, you know what, that was pretty cool. I was into it. And if he missed that, then, it was a great success.
A great success?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
The dunk contest was great. The shootout was great. The Rising Stars, all the game, the scrimmage, or whatever. That was good. Yeah. The whole weekend was awesome.
Yeah, RJ, 27 points, most of any player in the Rising Stars game. That was a fun game too. Luka hitting the half court shot, and I love Luka and Trae.
I love Luka.
Luka and Trae Young, the slow motion of them watching the ball go in. On the half court shot, and then like laugh at each other.
Oh,
like you know, they're best pals. I don't know why. I just like it was fun. Zion missing a couple of dunks, and yeah.
Do you think anyone had more fun than Isaiah Thomas this weekend?
I might have missed that. Thomas. What happened?
You didn't see him? He was trending like the number one trending thing on Twitter. He was hammered. Announcing the skills challenge.
Oh, no. Really?
You went on. Dude, yelling. Just search Isaiah Thomas. It's hilarious.
I don't know why I haven't heard about this. So
yeah. He was really, and then he wasn't heard from the rest of the night. They kind of booted him off, I think, because he was gone.
That's so early, gone. That's early in the night, intro, too.
Right? Oh, yeah.
He was for the Rising Stars, but he was really excited, and some of his introductions were a little out there.
So funny.
And that's like earlier. That's like earlier in the night too. What's that about? I mean, I know he's just a Chicago guy. Maybe he was like with some old pals or something like that, doing the.
Oh
town.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
you know,
it was harmless. It was just really funny.
Oh, that's funny. And then who won that Bam Adebayo? Who?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I read the Zach Lowe article. I read the Zach Lowe article on him. I knew nothing about him, and like my perception of him is completely different now. I didn't realize he was such like a dog. You know what I mean? Like he's really got that like a Kobe or like a Kevin Garnett, you know, type mentality. I didn't realize that at all. So I'm a fan. I think he's going to be a great player. Already is.
Yeah, and so young too.
So
only
young.
Second year.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Heat have a bright future, man. I'm so jealous of them. I love those fucking Miami Vice uniforms, too. They're so sick.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, everything about that team, I'm just so jealous.
They're cool.
Yeah.
But unlike the Knicks, they're not cool.
With that being said, I mean, you know, the league resumes on Thursday. Any teams? I really think it's... I don't know. There's two teams in the West, I think.
Clippers, obviously, Lakers.
They're both in LA. I mean, the Lakers and Clippers. I just don't see any other teams taking them down.
Rockets and Nuggets, Utah, those five.
Yeah. I mean, Thunder, they're kind of
those
fun,
five.
But they're not winning anything.
They're not going anywhere.
Portland is fun, but they're not going anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, there's some fun teams. But
I was about to say, I want them to get into the playoffs really bad. Because Lillard can take over a series if you let him. Him, Melo, McCollum, Whiteside, they'd be fun to watch in the playoffs. I think there's still a few games up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully they get in. I don't want to see freaking... Actually, no. I do want to see Dallas. I want to see Luka, but having to watch Porzingis in the playoff series, gross.
Yeah, are they? Yeah, where are they right now? The Mavs?
They're like eight. I think they're eight.
Okay,
eight or seven.
Yeah, they're eight. But OKC has been really good.
I like them.
Anytime they're exciting. They're fun to watch.
They have three really good point guards. Meanwhile, the Knicks, you know,
can't get one.
Yeah, it's
man.
Yeah, and he's not even really good. Like the Clips. I mean, the Thunder have, like, I mean, Chris Paul, obviously, Shea Gilgeous, and then even Schroeder's having like a career year. You know, he's shooting
Schroeder.
He's shooting the lights out right now. But yeah, they're not
German.
Yeah, he's German. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Das boot. Who in the East? I mean, it's the Bucks, obviously. I don't believe in the Sixers.
The Pacers!
The Pacers! Yeah, I mean, the Pacers, Oladipo's back. I do like the Heat. I don't think Iguodala changes things that much. Maybe if they make a playoff push, he might. But I think they have a good team regardless. And then...
regardless.
Who else is good in the East?
Oh, Philly, the Raptors. Man.
You know what?
I know they're struggling. They got some issues, and it's like all chaotic right now.
I'm not sold.
I wouldn't want to play them in a Game 7 series with that talent.
You know what?
No shot.
The more I think about it, they did lose on a last-second shot in Game 7.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. I mean, they do have start. You know, they have star power. I don't know. I feel like Simmons and Embiid just don't work. I feel like they just get in each other's way, but. Yeah, I mean, they'll make a push. Yeah. But the Raptors, we keep forgetting about the Raptors, right? Didn't they win, like, 15 in a row?
The Raptors.
Yeah,
15 in a row before they lost to the Nets.
Right, and, you know.
I wouldn't want to, two teams I wouldn't want to play, I don't think Indiana is, you know, I don't think that they're a threat to go to the NBA Finals, but if you're a team like Boston or Miami, those teams, it's just not a good mashup, and they'll end up winning, but they'll probably go 7 games playing a team like Indiana. I think the Raptors are probably the best coached team in the NBA.
Nick Raptors.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's doing a better job than Nick Nurse coaching. I bet you they're the team that can figure out how to frustrate Giannis and build a human wall to keep him away from the rim and force him to shoot shots and hit game winners and do that. And I don't know. We'll see.
Well, they have their own. Yeah, they have their own like freak that they can put on him in Pascal Siakam. Who?
When did the playoffs start? May or April?
April.
April. Wow. It's only 30 games left.
Yeah.
And then it goes to June.
Yeah, the playoffs are like insanely long. They're 2 months.
So long.
Yeah. Hockey's like that, too. It's crazy.
It's going to be like middle of baseball season almost when it's NBA Finals.
No, I know. This is every year, man. The seasons are, like, way too long. And you know, this is why the league is, you know, they're talking about, you know, shorting it and, you know, trying to get a higher frequency here because it's way too long. Even though it's doing well, it's just, it could be doing better. What else? Yeah, all right. So we got plenty of time to talk about that. Is there anything else NBA wise or anything else you guys want to plug? No. Real
at
quick.
At the moment, no.
Real quick, I want to get into I want to talk about baseball a little bit because it's kind of sad. The Astros thing, but it's just sad. It seems like baseball only gets in the national media now when it's negative. You know what I mean? It's always either steroids or now this cheating scandal with the Astros or whatnot.
Well,
it's
weird because
it's a shame.
We never hear about baseball like in the winter ever.
Yeah.
And this winter, it's probably like the top story, one of them, like top three.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Really hear about every day. So I don't know. I don't like this commissioner. I think if like Silver was in charge of this, he would have handled it so much better. He's hiding stuff. It seems like he's being sketchy. His answers aren't adding up. More and more stuff is coming out. So obviously his investigation wasn't thorough enough, or they didn't expect it to come out, which it did. So it's a shame because now you have every big player.
They're not being
quiet about it. I'm pissed as hell. LeBron James just had a couple tweets about it, like killing him.
So,
oh, I didn't see that.
Commissioner, man, he's, he had it like about an hour ago. Check it out after. It's like really long.
Wow.
So,
yeah, Mark.
I don't know what's going to happen because now you have to feel like you can't pitch inside to the Astros. Like, that's baseball. You always pitch inside it. So once you hit him by accident, now you're going to get, like, warned and thrown out of the game, possibly.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's crazy. So now they're, like, you know, getting the benefit from this stuff. Like, it's ridiculous. I hope there's going to be one brawl, minimum, throughout the year with the Astros when they play.
Yeah. And now
there's going to be an all-out brawl.
Yeah, for sure. And there's probably Vegas odds on that. Just like I was saying earlier, there's Vegas odds on how many times they're going to get plunked this year. Which you said the under, and you're probably right, because it probably will be less than we think, because, you know, guys don't want to get tossed, because it's going to happen.
Exactly.
But
everyone who just sees that, they're going to be like, oh, over. It could be like 150, and, you know, majority of the public will be like, over.
Yeah,
you know,
but it's gonna be
interesting.
They're gonna be a hot ticket anytime they come to town now.
They don't come here till like September.
It's ridiculous. They don't come to the stadium until the last week of the regular season, which is ridiculous. Geez. Usually, if like a team's already in the playoffs or. You know, like they clinched already.
Yeah, they're going to be resting.
It's just going to be like, you know, it's going to be kind of like who cares? Like, that's old news. Like, no one's going to care anymore. It sucks. They only play them twice.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the first time they come to the stadium is the last week of the regular season. It's a shame that they scheduled it that way.
These guys can't get their story straight. Their apologies were the most, insincere thing I've ever heard before. It's a joke. Yeah. They clearly don't give two shits. They have no remorse. They would do it again. 100% they would go back and do it again. And I'm sure, who knows, they might still do this stuff. Still time it away.
I mean, that would be a little... that'd be so ballsy.
You never know. I know. It'd be crazy. they can't get their story straight. They're talking about Altuve with, his wife didn't want to see him shirtless or something, or he didn't want, you know, his wife would get mad if he got shirtless. And then it became like, he had a bad tattoo. So yesterday, this guy is walking around the clubhouse with his shirt off. I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Like, he was clearly trying to show, like, I have a tattoo. Like, it's just, it's so bizarre. So bizarre.
Yeah. It's interesting.
He had a buzzer, bro. They had a buzzer.
I know.
The commissioner was just getting interviewed. He was in a press conference before we got on here. And he didn't say it, but he like basically admitted that there was something else. It's the buzzer. It's definitely that buzzer.
Oh yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, and you know, my dad
was telling me, he's like, what Pete Rose did was worse. Like, what are you talking about? Pete Rose bet on his team to win. That's not okay. You probably shouldn't be gambling on your own sport, but he wasn't. Like throwing games.
Yeah, he wasn't altering the outcomes of games.
He wasn't right. He wasn't messing with livelihoods of other people on the other team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like these guys, say a pitcher got destroyed. This guy is in the majors. He'll never be heard from again. Like the Astros ruined people's careers. Like that's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really messed up.
It's a shame. And, you know, guys are showing up to, spring training and Astro spring training, and they're banging trash cans and running off. And
yeah.
I mean, it's funny. I mean, it is. And, again, it's going to be interesting to watch them just because of the way the crowd and the opposing teams are going to react. But, they might be the most hated team in sports right now.
I bet they thought it was going to die down pretty quick, but more and more stuff kept on coming up.
It keeps leaking out.
Social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you have these Twitter accounts. I don't know if you know that guy, John Boy.
Yeah, John Boy. He's the one who broke this whole thing open.
Exactly. So, if this was 1990 and there's no Twitter, there's no John Boy who's looking through dozens and dozens of videos and clips and changing the sound so you can hear the stuff and, like, he put together like pretty much the whole entire investigation by himself on his Twitter account. Like in today's day and age, there's no hiding from it. So it's they have another thing coming. They think this is their rep now. no matter what they do, they'll always be known as the cheaters.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's gotta suck to be an Astros fan because they didn't, you know, they don't deserve this, right? Like,
no.
How do you go around wearing an Astros hat or a jersey or a shirt, you know, anything without, you know, people saying shit to you or even worse, you know what I mean? So,
well, Josh
it's not fair
Josh
to them.
Is an Astros fan.
Oh, yeah, Juice?
What were you saying?
You're an Astros fan. How do you feel about it?
Those guys messed up, man. They really screwed up. And
yeah.
What sucks is for a player as good as Altuve, his whole name is just so sullied now. He'll go down forever. Exactly. There's no way of redeeming that. You're a cheater.
Yep. And that's the thing. These guys are good players. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't think they won strictly because of that. Nah, like, there's talent also gone there. They're really good. So it's like, then why do it? Why take that chance? You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. I want to hear them just say the truth. Like, do they regret it? Like, I don't know. They must. Behind closed doors, they must be miserable right now. Or not. I don't know. Maybe they're just like sociopaths and don't give a shit. I guess we'll never know. Because
right.
They didn't get penalized.
Right. And you got to think, you know, is baseball looking into the Red Sox even now? You know, because of Cora. And,
yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They are.
So who knows what's going to come out with that. And, oh my, you know, it's...
And... Yeah. And they were warned. I guess they got in trouble prior. So this is like, they were like on probation pretty much. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they still did it. So that's why they're going to get some penalties too. So, and then now you have the backlash about Astros. So are they going to be tougher on the Red Sox now to appease people? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you don't cheat, Josh. Ever. Okay?
Okay.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Man.
I hope they should put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. Like, enough is
absolutely.
Enough.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, I agree.
He bet on
a
team.
Yeah.
Who cares? Honestly, who cares?
These guys cheated their way to a championship, won the championship cheating, but Pete Rose can't be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. They legit, like, a systemic for years. Cheated the actual game, so
yeah.
I mean, Pete Rose, he just wanted to have some, you know, extra little party money. Let him be.
Yeah.
Whatever. Do you think El Cuco is a cheater?
El Cuco. Yeah, I gotta catch up on the outsider. Great show, Paul.
I'll get back into it. I'll jump back in, but
oh sure.
Is it Supernatural?
I mean, it's Stephen King. You had to know it was going to be somewhat supernatural.
It's a horror show.
Yeah. Come on.
Science fiction.
Come on, love.
So there's like... Come on. So there's like... There's like aliens. There's like weird stuff floating around. All right, just give me a little hint. Who is El Cuco and what does he do?
We're really not
trying to figure that out.
We don't really know.
Oh, you don't even know El Cuco. What if the show ends and you still don't know who El Cuco is? Are you going to be mad that you wasted all that time watching for El Cuco?
No, I'm gonna add it to all the other fucking HBO shows where I'm watching. I don't know. Tell me what's going on in Westworld.
I know.
That show, I have no idea what's going on in that.
Westworld,
no idea.
The things that happened in Game of Thrones were never explained. There's tons of shows. So... Whatever. This show, though, is a combination of True Detective, maybe The Night Of.
The Night Of.
There's a lot of good, it's like good cop stuff, good mystery stuff, murder. And yeah, maybe there's
good
a little,
acting.
Maybe there's a little satanic demon out there, but that's fine.
Great acting. I mean, no, there's definitely some supernatural shit because... Obviously, you know, someone can't be in two places at the same time. You know, that's where what we're, you know, kind of figuring out. And I'm usually not a big fan of horror, but it's just so well done. HBO just constantly kills it with these shows.
Is Jason Bateman back?
You're left to watch. Yeah, no, he's not. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
For Christ's sake. Yeah.
Well, you knew he got killed. Wait, how many episodes have you seen? You only saw the first two?
Two. I've seen two.
Okay, so seven just happened the other night. So, you know, you got five more to watch. That's not, you know, you could binge that in a few days.
Yeah, I got to finish Narcos first. You guys got to get on that.
A lot of shows.
Really good. And yeah. Tony only watches The Bachelor. Oh, yeah, McMillions.
Yeah, The Bachelor. Juice, you watched The Bachelor last night, right?
And it was... What got me hooked is when you texted me and said something that Bruce Pearl from the head coach of Auburn basketball was on, so I turned it on, and he's like, idiots are... These two idiots are making out at the center of court.
That was a little weird. That was weird.
They were on the floor, dry humping each other.
Especially because that girl's father is like an assistant coach. So how does that look for him? Like his daughter's getting like, I don't know, like has this guy on top of her at center court. It's such a bad look.
Do you think James Dolan will let me court the love of my life? Center court, Madison Square Garden.
And on that note,
folks,
will
do anything for you after your loyalty. Come on, man.
He'll give you the keys to the building.
You have free reign. Free reign.
Any of his venues too. Radio City, the Great Western Forum. What else does he own? He owns like ten different buildings.
I get married on Madison Square Garden on the court. World's most famous arena, Steve Mills handing out popcorn to all the people, all the guests. Right. James Dolan, JD in the strip shot, just playing our wedding song. Oh, my God. This is amazing. I'm gonna email Jim right now.
You do that. Jim.
Man.
All right, guys. Whatever. We gotta go.
It's ice cream time.
All right. Take care. Go me here.
Later.
You're welcome. You're welcome.